AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Vice President Joe Biden is rejecting critics who say the fight against the Islamic State group has stalled or become dominated by Iran and its proxies. He says the Islamic State group has lost control of areas it used to dominate.
ISIL has been defeated at Mosul Dam, Mount Sinjar, and now Tikrit. ISIL's momentum in Iraq has halted, and in many places had been flat out reversed.
He spoke today at the National Defense University. A broad part of the Midwest is ready for hail, damaging winds, and possibly tornadoes as a strong storm front rumbles through the plains. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Roger Edwards.
The main corridor looks like it's going to be Illinois, Indiana, back toward northeast Texas for large hail, damaging winds, and maybe a few tornadoes.
A tornado was reported near Peoria, Illinois today, but there were no immediate reports of damage. Dozens of people are visiting a memorial for Walter Scott at the scene where he was fatally shot by police officer Michael Slager in North Charleston, South Carolina. Liberty Ortega was at the site today and says he's thankful a video showed what really happened.
You don't see anybody trying to help him, and then you see the officer trying to move evidence around, and it just makes it worse and worse and worse. The more you look at the video, and the worse it gets.
This afternoon, another black man who was tased by Slager came forward saying that if the excessive force complaint he filed in 2013 had been taken seriously, Walter Scott might be alive today. The police department exonerated Slager in its investigation of the 2013 incident. Stocks closed slightly higher as healthcare stocks gained. Investors also are assessing minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest policy meeting. This is AP Radio News. A French network's channels have been hacked by a group claiming Islamic State ties.
The hackers, claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group, seized control of the TV5 Monde network, simultaneously blacking out 11 channels and taking over the network's website and social media accounts. The attack appeared to be an unprecedented step in the extremist group's information warfare tactics. The attack started Wednesday night. The network has restored its signal but can only broadcast recorded programs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The actor who played law firm founding partner Leland McKenzie on L.A. Law has died. His daughter-in-law says Richard Dysart died Sunday at home in Southern California after a long illness. In the movies, Dysart had a role in Pale Rider, Being There and The Thing. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.